This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Thanks, Matt Santos. It is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you in on a Thursday. We start our week. Well, Michael Lombardi, he's a grinder. He started his week yesterday. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the... I want to start with a quiz, my man. Hi, how are you?
Uh-oh.
Can I start
I'm
with
great,
a quiz?
Thank you. I can't. I you didn't... I mean, this is unexpected. I could... I would
Pop
rather,
quiz.
I wow. Tough okay. teacher. Tough
All
teacher.
Right. Now,
okay. Let's
now,
go. Fire
which,
away.
This is Michael Lombardi, A Day in the Life. Which one makes you feel weirder? Okay, this is the question. What makes you feel weirder? Today, Bruce turned 72, or 20 years today, TB12 replaced Drew Bledsoe, and it's been on since. So you understand the question. Like, life flies by, but
really
72,
does.
Bruce, or 20 years ago today, Tom?
Actually, you know, the 72 Bruce I enjoy. You know, like, if I'm driving in the car, and I've got E Street Radio on in my car, which I always do. And he plays concerts. And if the concert's 77, 78, 79, I don't listen to it. Because there's not enough, as Jack Nicholson would say, there's not enough of inventory in it. You know, there's not enough of the songs. I can't hear The Rising. I can't hear, you know, certain songs, Land of Hope and Dreams. Because it hasn't been written yet. And so I think, to me, he gets better as he gets older. And I'm enjoying the new album tremendously, Letters of Note. You know, I love it. It because it's where he is in life and kind of where I am in life. So I accept the Bruce one. The Brady one seems like yesterday. The remarkable thing about the Brady one, this is just how history changes events. It's almost a Twilight Zone episode. Indulge me for a moment, please.
Patrick. Oh, my goodness. Please.
So we're in Cleveland. It's 1993, I think. 93, 94. And we love, Belichick and I, we would go down south and we'd spend time. Jim Schwartz would come with us, Ozzie Newsome. We would go to North Carolina. We'd stay a week at the Tar Heel Inn there. And we would just do all the scouting in the south. Well, we fell in love with Mo Lewis. Loved him. Big linebacker that could run. Saban loved him. And it was the hardest position for us to get fixed on the team when we were in Cleveland because Belichick had come from a world of Lawrence Taylor, Carl Banks, Pepper Johnson, Harry Carson. These are big men that played linebacker. These are big men today that would probably be down defensive linemen. Seriously, I mean, they're just big physical men, but they played up on their 2 feet. And so whenever we got into a third and short, we didn't have a great quickness. And when we went down to Dallas and we stood there in pregame, it was right before Christmas in Dallas, and we were there in pregame, and we watched the Cowboys, and they were good. And they were a big physical football team, but their linebackers were little. We were like, wait, well, we need to change a little bit. So moving along, so we scout Mo Lewis. We love Mo Lewis. The medicals come in on Mo Lewis, and our illustrious team doctor, not Dr. Bergfeld at the Browns, but the orthopedic doctor said, we fail him on a physical. He has a tumor on his fibula that will eventually cause him problems in his career. The crystal ball, Konak, you know, he's not going to have a long career. Well, neither am I. You know, I'm not going to have a long career either, but you keep making decisions like this, I'm not going to have a long one either. So we failed him on the physical. All right. So we take him off our board. He gets drafted by the Jets, right? Who have a team doctor that was one of the hardest team doctors to ever get passed on. So he goes to the Jets. All right. We all go our separate ways. I get fired. Bill gets fired. Bill goes to New England. I go to the Raiders, all that, right? Mo Lewis is the player that injures Tom Brady.
Yep.
And injures Drew and starts the whole thing.
That is...
That's a Twilight Zone.
No,
that's a Twilight Zone.
That is full circle. What a story. No, seriously, what a story. And Mo Lewis, what, Georgia, right? He played in Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and the fact that he was the guy that started
that's
the
incredible.
Patriot way.
That's incredible. I would say serendipitous, but somebody got hurt, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, poor Drew, he got hurt, he got pushed. I mean, and here comes Brady. And I can remember talking to Bill. I was at the Raiders at the time, and I was talking to Bill on the phone after that happened. And you know, Bill's first year in New England wasn't very good. He was trying to clean up the mess left behind.
Yes.
And so a lot of it wasn't Pete Carroll's fault. A lot of it was some of the contracts that they had, including Drew Bledsoe's contract. And so we were talking, and I can remember him telling me, we're going to be okay now. Because I thought it was, I thought this is going to be really hard for him. I thought that, you know, that losing Bledsoe, and he said, no, we're going to be good. And he knew it. He knew it.
The Mole Lewis corollary. By
it's
the
amazing,
way,
right?
I'll give you another irony or corollary. The picture, sixth round coming out of Michigan. Remember the picture where he was just flabby Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Who's the quarterback in New England now with the picture?
Mac no
Jones.
Doubt. And I mean, look, I have
read too much into it, you know,
I know, but look, I have inside information because I talk to my son because he has to talk to me because his grandchildren, my grandchildren are with him. So like, I always ask him, how's Mac Jones doing? And, you know, and he doesn't give me much information of the practice or all that, but he's like, look, Dad, the guy's got natural leadership ability.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has no problem yelling at a veteran. Like it's almost like one day they're at practice and they ran a bad play and Bill's like, go on to the next play. And Mac Jones is like, no, we're running the play again. Like he has natural leadership ability. That's rare to find in a young player. Brady didn't really have it until he kind of got going, but Brady had the work ethic off the field. This kid's got something special to him. Now people are complaining. He doesn't throw the ball down the field enough. Look, just give this some time. It's the second game starting. Some of these other quarterbacks, and I watched every one of them over during the week. I've finally caught up on all the tape. All of them are struggling to read it out. All of them are struggling to make throws. He's not. He knows where to go with the football.
Kyle Shanahan, true serum, would do it over.
Oh,
it's look, not even, by the way, it's not even close. It's like,
it's not even,
it's just, he's could, so you, ready to go. He's so
you,
accurate.
You can't say that on Twitter. You're going to get yelled at. You're going to get yelled at on Twitter. Those people on Twitter know. They know. They really, they do know.
Yes.
They know.
No, Twitter is.
They're experts.
Sage
yeah, they're
advice.
Experts. I love the ones now that are, you said Gruden wasn't very good. Yeah, we're 2-0. Have you watched these games? Like, okay, you're 2-0. Enjoy it. Like, let's just wait until the season ends. You've been good in September before.
Why? No.
I mean,
I don't believe that. I think the Lombardi's been handed out here in Vegas already. I saw Gruden with the top down. He took the top down off a Mustang. He was driving around with the championship. I mean, it was like, why would we wait for week three to be played? I don't get that.
I don't know. I mean, Philadelphia was the same way last week. I mean, you'd have thought there's, you know, I watched the local news and, you know, the guy says, well, this test against the Niners is going to be a little tougher than are you kidding me? Like the Niners came in there and basically, you know, like they thought it was going to be a walk in the park. Like, we're not playing Miss Daisy here.
Rager went from a one-year rookie bust to after week one, they hit a home run in the draft last year.
Julio Jones. I mean, it was going to be the greatest receiver of all time.
It was Julio. Now, tonight, Carolina 8 in Houston. We'll get to that in a second here. Just quickly, though, because I heard Dog talking about this, and you do your picks with Dogs. You're going to do yours today, actually, with Dog.
Yeah, I got to do it today with Dog. He's going to the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game.
Which is
going
to be played Soldier Field,
there's a lot at stake here, Patrick. You know I need help here. There's a lot at stake. There's a Springsteen concert at stake here. So, I got to beat this guy.
Let me explain what it is. So, the radio legend, Mad Dog, so he asked specifically and personally Michael Lombardi to come on and do picks with him. It used to be done with Brent Musburger of VEASAN, right? And so now they came up with, on the air, it was organic. What's the bet? Well, both Dog and Lombardi are obviously obsessed with Bruce. So they said, well, you get to go to wherever you want to go, whether it's Italy, whether it's San Francisco, wherever it is, and I'll buy the tickets and we'll go together. That's the bet. Now, I brought it up because of this. Somebody called in and said the Baltimore Ravens defense of 2000. He freaked out. He said, what about the 86 Giants? Belichick, Parcells, and think about what they did in the postseason. Remember, San Francisco, that's Walsh, Montana Prime, Rice held them to 3 points. Then Gibbs blanked them 17-0. And then Reeves and that Denver and Elway 39-20. Like that Belichick, Parcells, Harry Carson, Lawrence Taylor. Sometimes you sleep on some of this, you know?
You really do. And I mean, I can remember sitting up at the press box. We played the Giants earlier in the year on Monday night. That was the Bavaro. He took everybody with him down the field. Remember that game?
Absolutely.
You're probably too young.
No, that's right, my prime.
I mean, he carried about 20 people down the field with him, and we were up 17-0. They came back to beat us 21-17. And it was like, okay, so we're going in there, and I had watched Coach Walsh present to the team. This is 86, so I was upstairs in 7-Eleven Nevada, and I was running the recorder upstairs in the room, and he was presenting because he wanted all his presentations to be on tape so that if anybody missed it, it was in the training room, they could rewatch it. I'm sitting there watching Coach present. We're going to attack Herbie Welch. We're going to do this. And I'm like, I'm telling Millie, like, we're going to win this game. There's no problem. So go back east. We're at the game, and we get killed. I mean, they knocked Joe out. Jim Burt just destroyed it. I mean, it wasn't a game. I mean, when we got home, DeBarlow was so mad. We used to have three places where we could get lunch for free in the area, and the 49ers would cater lunch every day. That lunch ended that day. Like, no more. You're back to work, fellas. You got to work harder than this.
and you can take Butkus. You can take whoever you want. Lawrence Taylor stands. I mean, that is the best. It's not even close. And then you could say you could say Rice on the other side was the best offensive player that's ever played the game.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Taylor was just
Lawrence Taylor was the. I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I used to ask Bill, "Where's your play sheets? You know, like where's that big play sheet?" And he said, "Look, I'm gonna call flip cover two every play. I got Lawrence Taylor, okay."
And then Doug said this: do you think any of those Detroit Lions on Monday night could have started for that 86 Giants defense? Not one, not even close. We'll come back. Story time.
Yeah, we need to finish that. I want to know.
I want to come back with that. We'll come back. It's Lombardi Line. We'll get to the game tonight too. We're having fun. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's BetMGM, the app. Don't just go to the website, betmgm.com. Again, the king of sportsbooks. The interface is great with BetMGM, what I love about it. Also, if you're in town here in Vegas, stop by any MGM casino. And if you have your state-issued ID, you're ready to go within minutes. 21 years or older, 1-800-522-4700. Okay, we're going to get to the game. I think Houston's getting better a little bit. Let me just finish this thought because I think you can then apply this for the better. Oftentimes, we overrate what's happening right in front of us, recency bias. That happens in betting as well. You get caught up in the recency effect, and you carry that over. You understand what I'm saying? What Dog was trying to say is that 86 Giants defense. What we have now is Rodgers goes off in the second half against the Lions, and everybody's like, oh, Rodgers is back. You know, and that will carry over to next week, and people will bet the Packers based on what they saw second half against the Detroit Lions. The point was, he was saying, we always think that everything's better now, everything's faster, and the athletes are better. That 86 Giants defense, is there anybody in 2021 on the Lions defense that would even sniff a play? See what I'm saying? Like, so
yeah.
That, and so we constantly overrate that things are better now. And you can use this honestly with gambling as well and recency. But you see that 86 defense, which really doesn't get talked about like the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens as much.
No, I mean, they played 34. They had two bubbles, right? And Burt was the nose tackle. You couldn't block him one-on-one. They had Leonard Marshall playing five technique, you know, and he was unblockable. He was unblockable. And they had these two big inside linebackers, Pepper and Harry Carson, that would just knock the living dog out of your guards. And so they played a seven-man front, and they played it with gap integrity, and they understood it. And so it was almost impossible to get a running game going. They had one less guy than you could, but you couldn't block them all. They could two gap it. And then they played cover two in the back end. They had no flat throws, you know, and it was really hard. And they pressured the quarterback, you know, and they would have only been better today with the latest technology in terms of zone blitzes, in terms of man blitzes, in terms of all the different ways we utilize it, and they would have been a problem. And you would say, well, they could get the linebackers on. No, I mean, like in the book I'm writing, I was talking about Ray Nitschke with a guy, Ron Wolf, the other day, and he was like, hey, look, Ray Nitschke could really run. You got to be really careful about judging these former players based on today's speed. I think Chris is right.
We'll get those plays. We'll get those. Carl Banks, Michigan State, shout. And by the way, the greatest coach of all time. You could put him in the category with Lombardi. Defensive coordinator with Parcells yelling at him all the time. There's a great, you know, the autobiography about the biography about Parcells, maybe one of the best sports books written. I can't remember the author right now. You know what one I'm talking
about? Lupica. Yeah, the one Lupica wrote. Yeah, incredible. Shoot from the, I think it was, yeah. Lupica. I have it on my desk. I've been Parcells using it as a reference for this. Yeah. Oh, he's the best.
Okay.
He's the best.
So
tonight,
Carolina. Yes. So these are two teams that are 2-0 ATS, right? So you've got a 2-0 Carolina team. 2-0 ATS, and they played terrifically last week against the Saints. And then you've got a 1-1 Texans team that hasn't looked bad. They're 2-0 ATS. They cover, ended up closing 14 against Cleveland in Cleveland. They lost by 10. So there we have it. This number opened 7, pushed up to 8.5. We saw an 8.5, Michael. It's now 8. BetMGM and DraftKings are sitting 8. However, I'm seeing a 7.5, and you see it right in front of you, too. Maybe a couple offshore books popping 7.5, which might mean a little Texan money coming back the other way.
Well, I think this, here's the way the game is going to go. To me, it's, and I said this to somebody, is when you're playing the Texans, it's like you're playing $2 blackjack, because they're going to play Tampa. They're going to give you, you're going to have to be very patient. You're going to have to take the profits. You're going to have to take the 5-yard gains, take the 5-yard gains, take the 5-yard gains. And if you try to play $25 blackjack, you're going to get beat. You're going to make a mistake. So you've got to be very patient. This is going to test the will of a team. And I think if you're Carolina, you can't expect this game to get over in the first quarter. This is where the coach has to really educate the team on, hey, we can't, the game's not going to, it's going to be a 4-quarter game. We got to carry it through. And I think the Texans are the perfect example of what I refer to certain teams as 50-minute teams, 55-minute teams. Like the Texans are a 50-minute team. They can play anybody for 50 minutes. They lose in the second half. That last 10 minutes, they just don't have enough talent to get there. Last week, without Tyrod Taylor in the second half, they couldn't really score. They found a way to score some point, but they couldn't really keep up with Cleveland. But this will be, I think this is a close game. My numbers are premature, obviously. I only have 2 weeks of data. But my line on this game was 3.87. And so the line's up to 8. To me, I think you take the Texans. That under is really small, too. I mean, for an 8-point lead, they don't think Houston will score. Houston has some skill. They do have some skill players. But the problem Houston's going to have, can they protect Davis Mills? Can they protect him? Because this Carolina defensive front, Patrick, has been really good.
Incredible.
It has been really good. And they've been able to get to the passer. They've been able to create pressure. And they've been able to play fast. And I mean really fast.
Let me use, and Vinny knows this, he's going to join us in a second from behind the book. They come up with their own power ratings as well. Let me use for the novice better to understand what just happened with Michael. He said his spread, his number, when he calculated all the data, was 3.87. You see a number right now, most books have it at 8. That gap in between is what tells you when you're coming up with your numbers to fire. You're looking for that gap to be as wide as possible. What you think the number is where the books have it. We'll find out where Vinny has it.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for the variance, and that's the key, is to find the variance in these games. Is when you have a line that you feel like is it should be closer. Like, I'll tell you a perfect example. You know, Russo was just talking about this game. Green Bay, San Francisco. Everybody's probably going to be Green Bay, get the points. Now, my cousin Vince, who's a carpenter in town, Vince Lombardi, he's not no relation to, of course, he's a huge Packer fan. And he has a certain nickname for Matt LaFleur, which I can't say on the air. But he only refers to him as La something. You can figure it out. Anyway, so he asked this question. What would the line be if Shanahan was coaching Green Bay and LaFleur was coaching San Francisco? Riddle me that.
That is fascinating. That Vince, you know what? That's pretty good. It's because the perception of LaFleur so well below the perception of Shanahan.
Yeah. Now, I have this game based on 2 weeks. Again, it's early. Based on 2 weeks, I have the 49ers as a 7-point, should be a 7-point favorite in the game.
And it's 3.5.
3.5. So that variance is 7.07. So when I look at playing my numbers here, I see this, and I have, you know, I do this. And everybody keeps asking me, where's your picks? Where are you putting them? I'm going to have a website, oddsonlombardi.com. It'll be just right there. I'll leave all of them up there on Sunday morning where they are. But that variance, Patrick, is really critical.
That's the indicator.
That variance is, Yeah, that's the indicator.
That's when you fire. No, I'm glad you said it. And that's why your numbers are so important.
But I think it's early in the season, so you've got to kind of massage it a little bit. Like I had the Rams should have been a little bit more of a favorite in the Colt game last week. And I think that was right. I think the Colts, I was on the Colts. I went with them because I thought they had to have that game. I think there's sometimes where your numbers, you got to massage a little bit because of the desperation of the other team. Like, I'll give you another example, Seattle. I have Seattle, Minnesota. I have that should be a 2.68 game. Seattle should be favored by 2.5. And it's 1.5.
Not as big of a gap, though.
As big as a variance, right?
Yep.
Right.
So now you're dealing
with a 2.1 variance.
Two things. One, could you tell your cousin Vince to say what's up to Marissa Tomei for me? And then two, out of principle, and Vinny, I'll talk to you about this when you sit down with your bougie ass, but out of principle, I mean, he walks around here like he owns the place. Anyway, out of principle,
he does.
You can't, the Panthers shouldn't lay 8 to anywhere, anybody, at any time.
I don't want to spoil it. I know America's waiting to hear it.
They should be laying 8 at home. Let alone on the.
I have somebody in the office next to me who's preaching this. I don't want to spoil it, but this is exactly his rhetoric. Carolina, he loves Carolina.
I do too. That's not the point.
But
the point is they can't lay 8
better than anybody.
Not even at home. I wouldn't lay it at home, let alone on the road.
I don't think I would either.
So
I think it's an over. I think there's a lot of overreaction lines this week. I really do.
And that's not taking anything away from Carolina. I think Carolina is very good, and their defense
don't win the game
and rules. I mean, look, what the Giants
Gil was,
go ahead.
Gil was saying as he went off the air, should he take Carolina in Survivor? Should he take? And my sense of this is I would prefer in Survivor to take home teams unless I absolutely had to take a
I think
a
that's
road.
Fair. And by the way, if you're debating if you should take an 8-point favorite, that says something to you about which way you should be betting. You see what I'm saying? Survivor's
right.
Straight
no,
up.
No, that's exactly right. That's
if you're
you
debating
just answered
that.
Your own question, right?
You
just answered your own question.
Thank you very much. Marissa Tomei, Vinny.
Are you up on the weather?
The weather in Houston? Well, I'm glad you asked.
No, the weather over the weekend. They'll have the roof closed if it's bad.
No, so I know. I was going to say, I'm good with domes. Wait, what happened? Is there another storm coming in?
No, I think weather's
I'll tell you what the weather was the last 2 days. You know where I was? Hermosa Beach. You know what it was? Perfection.
Oh, love it.
Is there a better place?
I love that you got out of
town. Thank you.
I love that you got out of town.
I thought you'd mention the tan, but we didn't get to it. Here comes Vin. Oh, no jacket today? Well, Bill AD will have something to say about that. We continue. It's the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. Vinny Maliulo is coming up next from behind the book here.
He's got some merits. When I was at the military academy, I was only allowed 20 a month. And I got 20 every month.
We come back with Vinny next here at Lombardi Line.
To the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
All right, thank you, Brent. Make this football season the best. Start your VSiN free trial today and get full access to our sports betting experts, including 24/7 video streaming. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. You get the tickets, you get the money. Where's it going? We'll find out right there. VSiN.com. It's all for $22. If you could have a second source of income for $22 a month, wouldn't you invest? You should. VSiN.com/subscribe. Michael Lombardi, who just dropped, as Bill Bregman said, just dropped the bomb on us.
I did not. I mean, I've been saying it. I don't write for The Athletic anymore because I've been working on this book. So I need a place to kind of, if I want to communicate or write a column or do something that's not sports betting related, you know, I'll write something for the betting guide too. But for me, it was like I got to have an opportunity just to put my picks up there, the people that don't get Twitter or do that. So.
Okay.
I didn't run it by the man. I apologize. I should have run it by the office.
Oddsonlombardi.com. And so when can we officially announce a launch?
I think it just got up today. I think it just got up today. My man Alec, who runs the Daily Coach for us, he just put it all together. So I maybe this weekend. I don't know. Maybe this weekend.
Oh, wait. So
maybe next week.
Wait, hold on. You can go right now. I'm going to bookmark it. You can go right now and type in your email. Oddsonlombardi.com.
When I write something, you'll get an email.
Okay,
when I send out my picks, you'll get it.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. Now,
it's easier. It's just a way to communicate. It's easier than, especially for people that don't have Twitter or don't look at Twitter. you know, and it keeps me from having to get angry at Twitter.
Absolutely.
It's really a sedative to, for me.
I love it. I'm looking for my name on the website. I don't see it, but I thought we were a team. Anyway, Vinny Maliulo.
Hi, Vinny.
From behind
Vinny,
the book. He's got issues with
Thank
it.
God you're here, Michael. Michael, just sit back for a moment because obviously he runs a tight ship. And, you know, I'm bougie, but he's down at Hermosa Beach.
Like I said, she was more attractive than you.
Well, I certainly hope so.
He was at Shudders. He's just trying to say he was at Hermosa Beach. He was at Shudders.
But also,
you know, he's lying.
But you at least follow up. You see, you will follow up with your website, unlike some people who don't follow up and who, you know, blow the rest of us off.
What did I do? I never blew you off.
Well, run the clip from last week. About,
oh, sure. Yeah, I'm sure we have
about
clips.
About well, make it up. But the clip about the hustler. I'm going to call you about my review. It's all coming back to you now, right?
All kidding aside, it's fair. I promised.
That was a Celine Dion song.
It's all coming back to me now.
Just saying.
I promised I was going to text you my review, and I didn't watch the movie.
You didn't. So you blew off the recommendation to begin with.
I was on oddsonlombardi.com.
No, you aren't.
He got a nice tan.
No,
he got
yeah,
a nice
he's
tan.
Lovely.
Thank you.
And he's got pants on, too, right now. So that's thank God.
Let me just apologize. I'm sorry, Vinny.
No.
Vincenzo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right.
You know I love you.
Yeah,
and you, as you tell me all the time, you're responsible for my job, so I appreciate you.
Don't you forget.
Hey, so you and I were joking. I said, who's laying eight with the Panthers? You said they're betting it.
Listen,
you opened seven.
I'm a man of the people. The people have spoken.
You're a nice guy.
They laid seven. Yeah. They laid 7.5. I mean, you let the money do the talking at some point. Now, I get it. You're saying, you know, how can they possibly be this high? I've said time and time again, there is an element of anticipation on our side of the counter. Typically, when there is a backup quarterback that comes in, let's face it, Tyrod Taylor did a terrific job for the Texans in a game and a half. A different type of quarterback. He's difficult to prepare for with his mobility and frankly his experience. So now you've got a rookie quarterback coming in, the Panthers who are 2-0 and are, you know, in the minds of a lot of folks. They're going to benefit from a schedule. So can they possibly get to a playoff spot, particularly with 17 regular season games? Maybe. And it's very early to look at that. But these are some of the things that folks consider and take into consideration. The other part of it is this is a standalone game. Here we are on Thursday night, and you're like everybody. You know, I was just chatting with some of the folks in the room, saying, "You know, boy, what a dud game!" But they're in line to bet the game.
Oh,
so the fact of the matter is,
there are no duds.
No, there are no duds. Especially
there are no duds.
Yeah, and this game here will actually, you know, handle, you know, 5 to 8 times more than it would on the normal rotation if this was on Sunday as well. So a standalone game to get the week started. And again, the folks have spoken so far, laying the 7.5 with the Panthers.
Patrick, indulge me here. I'd like to ask Vinny a couple questions here.
Please.
So, Vinny, what would the line of this game be if Tyrod were playing?
You're probably going to drop off a bet based on the fact that the Panthers are 2-0, Michael. He's probably in this particular matchup.
3 points.
You would still see a 4.5, and you know,
three points?
And probably
yeah.
So you know, I mean,
4.5. Okay, that's about right because I had it as a 3-8-7 game. Yeah. And the reason it's, you know, and that was with all the numbers are basically Tyrod Taylor numbers and my numbers. Okay, so let's call Tyrod Taylor worth 2.5 points, correct?
Yeah.
Will we all agree on that?
This particular matchup, every quarterback has a rating,
okay.
But it also depends on the matchup and, of course, where the game is.
All right, now here's where I'm going. Here's my next question, counselor. All right, we saw, what did you post the Vegas Dolphin game at?
The Raiders
championship
are
Raiders by the
four,
way
four up to 4.5. They laid the Raiders.
And then when the news of don't say a bad word about me Tua came out, what did that line do?
It went to 4.5, and it'll probably
went
continue
a half
to
a point.
Yeah, they laid the four with
wait,
it.
Wait. Michael's point. Look, he's smiling.
Yeah,
he can't wait to say.
You're telling me Tyrod Taylor's worth 2.5 points, and two is worth a half a point. I rest my case, counselor.
Well,
there's
put.
It's these matchups. That's it.
It's these matchups that have determined that.
It's like my cousin Vinny. We're back to the courtroom. That was that was well played. Look, he just set you up.
And
for
I'm
that.
Sitting here with you two Utes.
Exactly.
Well played, Vinny. But what that is, let's just take a step back.
Yeah.
That was a great illustration of I maybe an indictment against Tua, but the fact that Tyrod Taylor, and look, he was playing really well. He's not going to take many risks, Michael. But Mills did look uneasy in his first NFL action. He was 8 for 18, goes 102. So I think that's probably playing into it, as Vinny told me during the break, obviously, with this number.
No doubt. But here's my point, and here's really the essence of my point. If you're Chris Greer and you're the general manager of the Miami Dolphins, and you understand anything about the betting world, which he probably doesn't, because I certainly didn't when I was in the league. Okay, that Vinny's group over there, and he can talk about the matchups all he wants, but he basically just told you, you don't have a franchise quarterback. You don't have a franchise quarterback. The books in Vegas have just said to everybody at the Miami Dolphins, you better go find yourself a quarterback, because when Tyrod Taylor's worth 2.5 points on a certain matchup and your guy's worth a half a point, you got to go find yourself a quarterback.
That's an issue.
I think one of the things that will also speak to your point, Michael, is how this game plays out, particularly this weekend for the Raiders and the Dolphins. Right, Jacoby Brissett comes in and he does a great job. Perhaps maybe they win the game.
That's a bigger indictment.
That'll impact.
I don't think they'll be worse, Vinny. I watched the tape last week. I think they're actually will be just as good, if not better. I mean, I can say this. Gus Bradley's more worried about playing Brissett than he was playing Tua.
Yeah, well,
because Brissett's bigger, he's faster, he's got more arm. Again, this is Brissett we're talking about, a third-round pick. I mean, to even have this conversation.
I got books at 4, by the way. So I've got the number coming back a little bit.
Hey, can I add one more to this conversation? Mm-hmm. There's only 20% of the tickets have been written up on Miami, and they've got 40% of the money.
Well,
Miami is the S-word right now. I won't repeat it, but they are the S-word.
Oh, boy. I think you'll see plenty of Raider money come in, especially on Sunday, the fact that the game is here.
Yeah,
and the locals especially will be all over. Now, if you are looking to bet the Dolphins, bet them in Las Vegas. If you've outs somewhere else.
Get a premium.
You know, Michael, we're in New Jersey, you'll probably get a better price on the Raiders than you will here. But if you're looking to bet the Dolphins, this is the place. There'll be regional bias here, especially in Las Vegas.
Point well made. Jacoby Brissett shouldn't be worth equal to Tua, and Tyrod Taylor shouldn't be worth more.
That's my only point is from a clinical football evaluation, because the book does help you with an outside arbitrator. You get an outside opinion. They tell you what they really think, and it's vital information. It really is vital. You could say, well, it's better. No. It's really we're talking about change in the market, and I think that's really important. And I think as an executive, you have to look at that and say, wait a minute, hold on, I don't have the answer here.
But if you look at these two teams, let's say you're looking at the Dolphins, would you say the Dolphins, as a body of work, as a team, as a whole, are better than the Texans as a team? And that comes into play as well.
Well, here's what I would say. Let's come back and discuss this. Now, what Michael's trying to do is compliment you. He's saying that these teams should be understanding how you value a Tua versus Tyrod Taylor. And you, for some reason, are contentious.
I'm contentious.
I'm watching him compliment you for 10 straight minutes, and you keep pushing back on my guy.
I'm giving other
aspects. You know he has a website? You know who you're talking to?
What are you, his web designer now? Now you're his agent.
We'll come back in with Vinny Maliulo.
Why don't you get in here?
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
I think this one's old because I got New York or Washington, but it doesn't matter because BetMGM bet 10 to win 200 tonight. If the Texans or the Panthers score a touchdown, you're going to win $200 in free bets. Okay, so VSiN 200 is the code. VSIN 200. $10 to win 200. Touchdown score tonight. BetMGM.com, download the app, you're going to win $200. Eligibility restrictions apply. Must be 21 years or older. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. I heard our buddy jamming during the break. That's Michael Lombardi with Bruce. Did you know of an email you low? Today is Bruce Springsteen's 72nd birthday.
The boss's birthday.
Yes, wow. Sir.
That's
outstanding.
It should be. It really should be a state holiday here in the Garden State, but unfortunately, we don't have it. Everybody should be given off. I mean, the guy is the largest bondholder in the state of New Jersey. Think about that.
The largest bondholder. So he's more invested in Jersey than anybody on the planet.
Anybody. I mean, and some of those, I'm sure some of those bonds aren't very good, but he's in them.
Who's he like in the Eagles game?
That's a good one. You know, Vinny, I've been working on that this week. I've been working hard on that game. I think that's going to be a fascinating game.
Let's talk about it. Especially
considering when you watch the Chargers move the ball and then stutter down at the red zone against the Cowboy defense. Cowboys weren't healthy either on defense. They had to play Parsons at defensive end. But, you know, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, to me, is a very problematic quarterback in this sense. He's one look and run. Mm-hmm. And he never is going to look off the safety. He's never looking off the safety. He's going to look to where he wants to throw the ball. If it's dirty, just a little dirty, he's taken off. And if you don't allow him, if you allow him to get out to his right, he will cause you problems. And I think it's going to be an interesting game because I don't know where Dan Quinn has never been a guy that orchestrates his pass rush to contain the quarterback. He's all about getting up the field. That plays into Jalen Hurts' hand.
This game sits at 4. That's where we
Monday
opened
night.
It. Monday night. The Cowboys 4, that's where it sits. I suspect we'll get Cowboy money. Now, what a lot will depend on is how things are flowing to that game because everything will be tied to it from starting today through Saturday. I'm sorry, with college, but mainly on Sunday. So a key number of 4, 3 being the key number, but 4 is also a key number here. So, but right now, no movement off of the 4, but I think we'll see Cowboys home opener in the minds of a lot of folks.
Good point. It
could be 2-0. So I think we'll see Cowboy money here.
Where'd you open it?
We opened it 4. That's exactly where
we opened.
It has not moved. Has not moved off the 4.
You know, it's funny, Vinny. I ran my numbers this week, and again, this is the one game where I was upside down on the book. I had the Eagles should have been favored.
Favorite here in Dallas?
No, but because it's in Dallas, you know, obviously, so for me, it would have been a pick 'em game.
Okay.
But, you know, I just based on the numbers, this is just, and it's early yet with these numbers. But just based on the numbers, I mean, the Eagles' defense really will challenge, particularly, I think, the way Hargraves have played next to Fletcher Cox inside. Now, they lose Brendan Graham, but they'll play Sweat a little bit more. They'll play Ryan Kerrigan more. But their ability to really create some problems with Dak is got to be because they can't cover these receivers for the Cowboys' receivers. When you watch the tape of the game against the Chargers, as great as Dak played, he missed guys wide open. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was guys open, and it could have been worse than it ended up being.
Can I just back up Michael's point to where maybe, remember, the old adage was, and this is something that you guys probably have chuckled at for years, but if I'm betting at the Ford plant in Michigan, it's 3 points for the home team, right?
Yeah.
Last year was the first year we've had in the modern era the home teams finish a game under 500 or under 500. We said that because of COVID. However, we've started to see over the past couple of years a home field advantage mitigated.
Yeah.
So it's probably closer to 2.5, I'm guessing.
And again, not all home fields are created equal, particularly in the NFL. And last year, before last year, to your point, Patrick, you started to see teams, they travel better. They travel a lot easier. Many times teams, if they've got, now this isn't an instance here because the Eagles were home last week, but let's say a team is on the road for 2 consecutive road games and it's regionally close, they'll just stay in that region. We see a lot of West Coast teams stay in the East.
Yeah, they've been
and East
become
Coast
more
teams
efficient.
Stay in the West if they're going to be there. So the other part, you know, last year, the crowd favors the home team, particularly when they're on defense, right? Because, look, and when they're on offense, even, you know, less false starts and things like that. But not all home fields are created equal. Philly's got a good home field. Cowboys do. Jags do not. Will that develop? Perhaps, if there's some success down there. Seattle's and Kansas City home field advantages are much stronger than the Jags, or Houston. But in this case, I think you could still, and it's again a situational thing too that we've started to adjust to. Again, for Cowboys first home game of the year, a rivalry game within the division, and so this one here. Definitely at least 2 points.
Through 32 games, Michael, the home team 16-16 straight up this year.
You know, it's funny. I talked about this on my podcast today. I recorded it today, and I can remember driving Coach Walsh in his car. And what people don't realize is Bill Walsh had a better winning percentage on the road than he did at home. And I would ask Coach, why were we better on the road than we were at home at times? I mean, the year we went 15-1, the one game we lost to Pittsburgh was a home game. And he said this, he said, the reason we'll always be good on the road and I'm not fearful of going on the road is because the offense can control the crowd. We'll get first downs. We'll keep the crowd out of the game. We'll lower the noise. And I think we've seen this flip because the offenses are so proficient. The offenses are so good and they can get first downs. And it's no longer a defensive game, partly by the rules, but partly by the great quarterbacking that we get to witness on a week-in and week-out basis. So when you can lead with your offense, and when I was in Oakland during the good years when we had Rich Gannon, I never was fearful of going on the road. I was more concerned about the home games because I knew we would get first downs. I knew we would keep the crowd out of the game. And I thought that that's really relevant, and I think we're seeing the effects of that. I think the ability of the offenses today mitigate the home field.
Well put. The Dogs, by the way, I'm guessing this makes you happy this year, hitting at a 66% clip, 21-11 ATS for the Dogs so far.
Yeah, the Dogs have done well. I think a lot of folks have gravitated, mainly general public, gravitated to the home teams so far. But again, that could shift very easily, and you could easily. Wind up with a week that, and I've seen these over the years, where the entire left side of the schedule come in. I say the left side, that's where you typically where you would list the favorites, right?
Yeah.
So trust me, I've seen the left side of the ledger have a very strong week, and what it does is then completely flip what we're talking about. But Dogs more alive today. And to Michael's point, listen, you control the time of possession, you control the crowd. And if you can do that on the road, then you're gonna minimize that.
Vinny, a game I want to ask you about, and it jumps off my board here, and I don't quite – look, I'm not a Washington football team fan, and I think their numbers are reflected in my number, but I had them as a 5.68 dog to Buffalo. Where are you on this line now? Is it still 8.5? The variance for me is huge.
No, it's 7.5. So this is a game where we did open at 9, the Bills, and coming back the way they did last week against the Dolphins. Honestly, it's been all about Washington right now. They took 9, they took 8.5, and they took 8. So did we over? Over-adjust last week, perhaps we did a little bit, but again, it's early in the week and still plenty of action to come in. This is a 10 o'clock Pacific start on Sunday, but it's been all about the Washington football team so far in this game.
I thought that line was a little wide for early in the week. And then the other line that I'm curious about is I had the Indianapolis-Tennessee game as a pick 'em, and obviously I think it could go to 2.5 because Tennessee's playing at home. I don't know about Carson Wentz if he's going to play or not. But that line at 5.5 seems a little rich for the way Tennessee played, especially on defense, where we know Indianapolis will run the football on them.
This game we opened at 4.5. It's up to 5, and I think that's got a lot to do with the quarterback situation with the Colts, where they're not only we're talking about Wentz being doubtful at this point, Michael, but also the fact that they're considering alternating, quarterbacks. So, which again, does that upset the Colts' rhythm, or does it upset the Titans' defense? Hard to say right now, but the bettors are siding with the home team right now. But not a lot of difference between 4.5 and 5, quite frankly.
Jacob Eason is very much not ready to be a starter in the NFL.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll get some serious Tennessee action if he's announced the starter. There's no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout for a text from me.
Okay.
And by the way, check out Odds.
Promises, promises.
Hey, check out Odds on Lombardi when you get out of here.
Thank you.
OddsOnLombardi.com.
You got a great web designer here, Michael.
Thank you.
Did you like that thing? Yeah, I got the. Well, I had to get an elephant in it. There's no way I'm doing anything without a trunk up elephant. There's no chance.
All right. Thank you,
Michael. Thank you, buddy.
See you next week. That's Vinny Melio from Behind the Book here. Justin Starter there with Chicago. We'll get back to that next here.